Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pathways on the third live hour, and we're at June 19th, 2016, in the midst of before going on Monday on the Senate vote on gun control, and of course we have Senator McConnell who said Trump should stick on the script. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what about the people that voted for him? Which brings me, I don't know if Lauren is from Ohio is still on.
Yeah.
Good. I don't think, I just have a couple of minutes with you. I wanted to make sure that you finished your thought.
Oh, and I thank you for that time very much. And this, you just mentioned the gun control issue. Again, they're voting on things they have no business voting on, because if you understood the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it's not up for discussion. There's no, you don't get to vote on whether or not people have the rights that God gave every man.
And,
but because we don't have an understanding of the Constitution any longer, they're able to get away with this, and the people feel so impotent, they don't know what to do, they feel like they have no power. So AmericaAgain.net has a conference call every Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the evening, 9 p.m., and Dr. Parker, I hope you can maybe take the time and just listen in to one and maybe put it as an affiliate on your website so that we can stop looking at what they're doing and start taking action. The action plan is, first off, read the free book, Fear the People. It's available for a free download, 89 pages, and then all of the documentation from the original Constitution and multiple documents from the, you know, Madison, Jefferson, you know,
sure.
So people can understand. Secondly, vote to ratify the original First Amendment, which has already been partly, it's already been voted up in several states. It just limits the number of representatives, the people representatives, to 50,000 per district, which means they will have to come home and be in front of the people, not in front of the lobbyists in Washington. And the third thing is they're putting together an indictment engine. This engine will serve to prosecute irrespective if you, you know, you kill one, it doesn't matter. The engine continues to move forward, so there's no head of the snake to cut off. And the people who are committing crimes against the Constitution, not upholding their oath, will be prosecuted. So the conference call is tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let me give you the number and the passcode, and I'll say each one twice. And I hope that the people who are listening can, especially that Jeff from Idaho, I love hearing what he's saying, all the things that you talk about, Dr. Parker, with the help that most people don't know. Well, this is the piece of the Constitution and the, what this government is, what this country is, that people don't understand anymore from all the years of bad food and public schooling. So the phone number for the conference call is 712 712-775-7031. And I'll say it one more time, 712-775-7031. And the passcode is 123-277-344. One more time, the passcode is 123-277-344.
Okay.
And I'm hoping
I have a favor to ask of you.
Certainly.
Would you be kind enough to mention Parker Pathways on your webinar?
Absolutely.
I mean that.
Yes.
And,
I mention you on multiple shows because I'm trying to get people to understand. I was a drug rep turned naturopath because I almost died. Because I didn't understand. It didn't matter that I was a biology major and I was pre-med and I was a drug rep for 9 years and I did all those things and believed what they said and basically they didn't know anything. So
yeah,
when I got to the truth was when I got power. And so I'm all about power, and that's why I love your show. I'm living in the country, filtering my water, and, doing the best I can. I know you were talking about the 6 different forms of water. I'm to the point where I'm not buying the juices that are manufactured because I don't know what water's in them.
Yeah,
I'm not buying
the
spaghetti sauce. I'll make my own.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah,
listen,
well,
Lauren,
a big part of it is because of you and what you say and what information you release to the public and the risk that you're willing to take, the self-sacrifice, and I definitely appreciate it. So, yes, you will be mentioned on the show tonight. I'll make sure I do that.
And if you have
the opportunity to get on, they're only an hour conference calls, so it's not something that's a long, windy thing, but it gives us I want to stick to beat these people with, for heaven's sake. I'm tired of watching them get away with it. And I'm tired of watching the people just lay down and let them do it. So,
yeah, I know what you mean.
You can change it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of the things that when you get into this neuroendocrine immune network, which is really the target area, and for psychoneuroimmunology. You have the neglect, really, of the brain in such a way that the pituitary gland has the contratropin hormone, which is one of the target glands, but you have the adrenal gland, of course, with the adrenal cortical hormone, which is coming. You have the gluteosis and the hormones, and you have the neuroends, and you have the T cells from the lymph gland, and you have peripheral blood taking in the monocytes, which is a form of white cells, a very large cell, by the way. And then you have the B cell that's involved, and all this is involved, you see, what is really called a proactive and growth hormone system. And I'll give you an example. For instance, you have a pro-inflammatory cytokine that induces actually the breakdown of tryptophan, which is decreased locally. And the cytokines are shown to interfere with the metabolism of what's called 5-HT, which is a form of methylation. And the methylation, which is very important, which affects the life cycle of melatonin. But you see, this is a much bigger playground. The idea of having people say, well, they have something wrong with their joints or they have something wrong with their organs, and in particular the spinal column, if you have, you can have the adrenal gland involved in things that you've never counted on. And the idea of glutamines and what are called GABA transaminases affecting the astrocyte to connect with chloride cations, are called. This is the battleground on the arena of life and to change a person's behavior. And it's all based upon another aspect of which we get into, I don't know if I'll have a time to get into the water law system, of which I'm one of my fortes, as part of my thesis of change of human beings and animal life and the extinction of humans. On top of that, we're trying to get into that today. I really hope so. But the thing is that it's like the call we just had. It's a very important call for the idea. There's two or three sentences that the caller made, Lauren from Ohio, is that a lot of people have taken it that, well, you go see the doctor, whatever the doctor says, or write the prescription that takes care of it. It's like a business that is going downhill. It gets a point where people forget the customer. That's the way restaurants operate. That's why the restaurant business is so tough. That's why food is such an issue. You have a way of saying, well, I eat the food, but they don't think about what goes inside of their body. And so you go to a physician or someone else and you would say, well, we did some tests on you and they were all over. I keep talking about it that way. But you see, do you know your heart attack ratio? In other words, the level of what's the form of the HDL, which is a cholesterol-based molecule, and the total cholesterol. So let's say that you have an adult with an HDL, which is it's a very large molecule, by the way, but it's a cholesterol, total cholesterol ratio, should be higher than 0.24. Now, to get to 0.24, let's say that all you have to do is divide your HDL level by your cholesterol. And that means you have to look at your clinical tests. Most people don't. Let's say that you have an HDL total cholesterol ratio that's higher than 0.24, and that's really ideal. If you're under it, 0.24, that's low. And then if you have less than 0.10, that's very dangerous for your potential heart attack. So your HDL, which is that larger molecule, is supposed to be that, what everybody calls the good cholesterol, is closely related to triglycerides. So you have a high triglyceride to have a low HDL, see? So you, and these same people have high levels of clotting factors in their bloodstream, which is not really good in protecting against the heart. So the triglyceride HDL ratio should really be 2 or less, and that's considered ideal. And then, of course, you have 4 would be very high on that ratio. But the high-density lipoprotein, which is HDL, is actually protective against the heart disease, you see, so the lower ratio is better. Now, let us say that you're being told to be a vegan, and you're working through. I give it to you this way. How is it that you take away the basic protein to develop for the HDL ratio coming in for triglycerides, and you have anxiety, or you have depression, or you have insomnia, then you're going to get neurotransmitters, cytokines, that are going between the immune system and the nerve system. So that's going to, and the immune system is going to exacerbate actually these inflammations and infections and allergies and pains and other things that people have. Now, the endocrine system on the thyroid adrenal and the gonadal, which are the testicles and the ovaries system, have neurotransmitters of hormones that are integrating with the nervous system. But you see, the endocrine system is only communicating with the endocrine system by cytokines and cytokine hormones. So if you stay with the plant protein coming in the other way, it sounds good. But the United Nations knows this mechanism in the human body. That's why they changed the bromide triglyceride base in the drinking water. And the idea, the EPA knew that in 1998. They'd already subsidized out in 1994. They'd done 25-some years on humans. Humans. And the thing is, in fact, they already knew the cancer development in the females was gender-oriented. They already knew the bladder cancer for males was gender-oriented. They already based that gender-oriented system. Then why is it that the new laws that are coming in is based on the idea of saying, well, Flint, Michigan had a problem, we're going to make a presidential note about that, and the idea that this would... a different socioeconomic system. Well, of course this has been a socioeconomic system, because the hypocrisy of the leaders, part of the real-world leaders that are involved, want that population control, and this is how they control, on the psychoneuroimmunology and the basis of it. Now, how do you control psychoneuroimmunology in terms of basic structures? How do you do that? Well, you do that based upon the idea of controlling the water law. And of course, if you can control the interplay of the public and private rights in the water, which draws the aspects of the eminent domain law, then you control the federal commerce. If you control the federal commerce, you determine the zoning. If you determine the zoning, you're determining out the fact of being able to have the basis of what is called treaty rights of the development law forming the operation of water. But it's not that. It's even more complicated than that as a control mechanism, because if you have what's called and the listener didn't realize that I was actually planning to talk about what's called stream incision and riparian ecosystems. And these are control bases of the underground system of water by stream incision. It's a phenomenon where you have detrimental effects from streams on the water table, the alteration of these riparian ecosystems. And, of course, these are very big issues concerning state boundaries, which are based on water streams. In other words, the state boundaries are based upon the actual stream development. If you look at the map of the United States of America, when it was called the United States of America, it's called the North American continent now, because of the UN owning the water, according to their view. But if you place road system maps over that system, you can see the control of the stream incision in the aquifer. And this is done, you can measure this quite adroitly by satellite. And, of course, the satellites provide measuring the water from satellite on soil moisture, surface water, total water storage, the groundwater storage changes, and of course this affects demographics. So let's say that you're a Muslim persuader, you would want the Muslims to live in a different demographic based upon a generic system, based upon the gender system of the immunology psychotherapy, based upon those chemistries developed into the food, and be part of the ecosystem of which you're developing your policy. So in other words, and you all measure this by satellite. Now, the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory has determination of iron measurements and nitrous oxides and pH developments by satellite. And these are on-ground measurements taken by satellite sensing, and where they developed this as a regional, a global understanding of the United Nations Agenda 2030. And I have just given you the master plan for the control of human population on the Earth by satellite measuring of water. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is Parker Pathways, and if any thought on the quest for having a plant-based protein, on the surface it looks good, you see, because it's saying, well, it's so healthy it's going to affect your HCO levels and your formation of your heart ratios. But the idea of the interchange of the United Nations real feet is that it's forcing chefs to develop new menus for vegan, and there's nothing wrong with that. In terms of a lot of good foods there, that's why people have been pushing the Mediterranean diet, they've been pushing a lot of diets that are there. And there's nothing wrong with those things, but you see, your body's not built for that. The evolutionary system requires you to have certain proteins, but it's not all plants. There's a program called on television, I believe it's called Alone, where they put maybe a dozen people out on Vancouver Island to try to survive as long as they can. If they can go the full length and be the last one standing, they get $50,000. And I think that there's left five people as of this week. I'm not sure I've been able to get, totally keep up with it, but the thing is that there's a woman there that is a naturalist, and you know she's makes tinctures and things like that, and she understands plants, and she talks about eating plants. And of course, everything, they have to catch their own food, and they have to, you know, build their own shelter, and they have to do these other things. And for what little I've seen, and I think this particular person is very adroit at doing all this, so there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. But it's the way she talks about the plants in terms of what you can eat these and develop the thing, but yet she still has to catch salmon. She still has to, because she's at 22 days. And of course, that's why I have the 28-day prayer wheel, is the fact that which I've offered to my listeners. And the only thing I request is your birthday. It's all in confidential. I think I've been on air for 10 years. I started that prayer wheel, which is done in Tibet and in other countries, on the prayer wheel constantly, 24/7, by monks. And of course, my own prayer wheel, so which I badly need. But the thing comes down to the fact that your body's regenerating every 28 days. And so the United Nations is saying, well, livestock production is associated with, these are the UN figures, 30% of the methane gas emissions. So that's bad. I had to get rid of that. At least 18% of the greenhouse gas emissions for livestock production of cows, and 30% of all land on Earth is livestock production in terms of it. Of course, this is an agrarian society. And American cows, according to the United Nations, already produce 500 million tons of manure each year. Of course, they don't mention the fact that the manure is used for regeneration of the soil, which is very, you know, they don't mention the other figures that almost one-eighth of the earth right now is sterile. There are no bacteria in the earth that are based on the food production of this earth. And if people talk about starvation, and it's a bogus thing held by really wealthy people. We're talking about people who buy countries for the growth of food and pay in gold bars. And that's reality. And then, of course, American cows, according to the United Nations, already produce more greenhouse gases than 22 million cars per year, according to their study. Now, I've mentioned water before, and it's estimated, according to the United Nations, that one-fourth pound of hamburger patty uses 427 gallons. Of course, they don't realize that, and based on the virtual water scale, in terms of that, the gallons of water used in food production for serving, in other words, one cup of yogurt is 42 gallons in terms of this. So why would the elites still have fracking with the contaminated water? 1.5 million gallons per frack. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60...
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on live, and we've got to cover as many people as possible, and the subjects are, next subject coming up is going to be the thyroid and how it's being changed by the kind of water chemistries, which I've been trying to present for 3 shows, and I've been able to get to it. We have Caesar in New York. I hope that's the right name. Caesar?
How are you today, doctor?
Fine. I can't quite hear you. Oh, there we go. Hello, Caesar.
Good to hear. Yes, can you hear me?
A little bit, yeah. Not too strong.
How about now? Is it better?
A little better. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to let you know that yesterday in all 3 New York papers, they had Trump on the front page saying that there is no way that he will be the GOP nominee.
Okay. He won't be the GOP nominee?
That's correct, sir. It was in all 3 of the papers. It was in the Post, the News, and the Times. They say that he will not be the man, that there will be someone else. But they didn't specify, but they said he will not be the GOP for the Republican Party.
What do you get out of that?
Well, I don't know, because I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't believe anything I hear, anything I see, anything I read anymore. I mean, this matrix that they have us in, I mean, you can go crazy with this. I mean, you don't even know what's truth anymore. It's like Colby said, when the American people are fed nothing but lies and they believe it, that's when their job will be done. I guess he was right, because it's to the point now of no return. I mean, it's a mess. And I think Trump is the only guy out there that we could, that's really, I mean, Hillary, I can't even see her. I don't even know how she's even up there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about the Trump story, one of the scuttlebutts that I have is that that's a hoax, because those papers are in the Hillary camp. You know, they're paid for. Hillary's putting out about $40 million, I understand, in the next 6 weeks. And, for instance, she's got some videos that are working. It talks about Hillary and her history, and it shows the years. And I noticed that missing in all of those ads for Hillary is the fact that she was schooled by Saul Alinsky, the socialist. She was his student, not in a professorial way, but actually educated as to how to take over America. And she and Saul Alinsky wanted her to be a socialist like Bernie Sanders. And he says, "No, I'm going to get married, and to a guy that's where, you know, Bill Clinton." So that was the beginning of that. Part of that process is that they made all these connections with the papers. And my private view, I'm not solid on it, but my contacts that are very reliable say that that's all a hoax in those papers.
Okay, I see. But also, why is it that her treason has been, I mean, if I say treason, it's an understatement. I mean, her and Bubba, who, you know, is her husband, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, this woman, how could she even be up there with, forget about Benghazi, the emails, how about when her and Bubba were in Mena, Arkansas, and all what they were doing? They were involved in Iran-Contra.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it gives you a tip-off. Let's say you're running for president and you're a woman, and you've been talking for 12 years about having the grass ceiling, okay? Now, I remember, and she said when she's running for president, she says, well, her husband's going to have the economy. Now, I don't want a president, I don't care what skin color they are, what sex they are, that's telling me I know too much. I've been in that whole thing, just like my bumper music. The whole thing comes down to the fact I don't want a president that's going to pawn off to the vice president of the United States, particularly a guy who sold us out, to China, who sold us out on the national stage on 7 major events, and did it for the price of, what the hell did he do when he gave the ICBMs to China? What was that? It's $12,300 and two whores. I'm not joking. The guy is still in a Korean prison. So the thing is, it comes down to the fact that you talk to the people that are out in the world that are in trades or in unions or another thing, and those guys will tell you, to their face, they say, well, I don't mind voting for a woman if it was a woman, but it's not going to be her. And the thing is, you know, they're wise to it. And no, we're getting corrupted. And another thing, I remember the days when Hillary Clinton was in the White House. And I remember how she treated American Air Force officers to serve her coffee. There were always women in the room, no man in the room, and they always had, you know, to make and try to humiliate a military man as their servant. And I remember those days. I remember the Kissinger days. I remember the Nixon days. I remember what the hell happened there. And she took Nixon down in the Watergate, in my opinion, in a very surreptitious manner. And I never forgot that. So the thing is, and that's just me. That's just my opinion. Are you with me, Caesar?
Yeah, well, all I got to say is, God help us if this woman gets in the White House. It's bad enough that we got Barry Sotelo there, but can you imagine her going back into the White House? I would imagine she would make Bubba head of the UN.
Yeah, she would. And in fact, that's one of the things that they even talk about. And the whole thing, the Jared lady is Iranian. I mean, they had the Iranian deal, $150 billion. They had money in the bank that had been sequestered. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that you're looking at things. And another thing, if Obama came into the presidency, fine. People said, well, he's a black man, and so we're going to vote for a black guy. And everybody got excited. And all the blacks in Detroit says, well, I got my Obama phone, and I'm going to get the freebies. And they owe me. They made sentences like that on the press, the whole thing. But how is it that a guy goes into the presidency and gets the Nobel Peace Prize, and he hasn't been on the national stage? See? And so it's the idea of making the deals to come into the whole thing. That's why I mentioned the Yosemite Park trip. It's the whole thing and the class warfare we have. They want this. Hillary Clinton is going to be, in my opinion, an extension of all that. It's going to be an extension of all that. And another thing, Obamacare is really Hillary care. Hillary was the one that put that together, and that was her. She gave it to him, and he gave her the upper. So the upper was state. And to make my last, it's a personal opinion, but I don't want to deal with somebody that left four guys on a rooftop in Benghazi and then goes in front of the Senate and the subcommittee and says, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked when I heard her said that. I thought I was hearing things. I didn't even think that that's what I heard, but... Yeah, you're right. I couldn't believe she would be so
coward. I felt the same way. And another thing, why is it in northern New York that the Chinese have bought a lot of lands to build their own city? And what they want to do, they have housing there for their students that are going to be going to advanced university classes in the United States. It's a whole Chinese city. It's been being built for the past 2 years. And it's only six blocks away from Hillary Clinton's house. So, it's in Upper New York.
I know they're coming here into Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, and Queens. I don't know where they get the money. If they get it from the triads, they buy a building or a house, they knock it down and they make it brand new. I don't know how or where they get the money, because the Americans that I know are losing their homes, their cars, they have no jobs. The elderly with the reverse mortgages can't even afford to pay the taxes on their house because they're on a fixed income. And I'm not even joking with you. This is what I see. I see these Chinese coming in. They come in cash and they buy the house. I don't know how.
Yeah, and well, the reason they do that and they buy it, they pay in cash, and the farms. They're buying the farms because they're buying at a low price and make a deal with the real estate people who act like they're the honest people that they are. And the whole thing comes down, they pay in gold, they come in a suitcase, fly over, do the thing, because all they have to do is to be in the United States and rent that out for 4 days. Then they could fly back to China, and then they rent out everything that's coming in the other way. That's why they go to these, what you're saying is totally right. And another thing, too, the Russians, the Russian mafia comes in, buys the places, tears them down, builds a bigger mansion. And that's how they keep control of their money. They don't have to register the money, you see? That's the reason for it. I mean, on the first time I gave you that, and what's called the cross-registration going to another country, and I'm asked to abide by Sharia law and a contract, you know what I'm saying?
I tell you, I've never seen this country, and you're probably older than I am, in this condition. When I grew up here as a kid, it was a totally different country. You knew your neighbor next door. Everybody had an American flag. Everybody said American flag, not a U.S. flag, but an American flag. And everyone knew everyone. I used to have my little bicycle ride. I knew the guy next door, the guy across the street. The house we live in now, my aunt's been there since 1929. So we've been there quite a while. I know no one on the block. It's all Indian, Pakistani, and Chinese. You don't know anybody, not anyone on that block any longer.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that's exactly the way the world's going. In fact, by what I said in the second hour, it's pretty close. It's 2045, no white people in America. And the 2030 United Nations agenda is clear. And another thing, the corruption of the educational system towards sustainability is now in the city councils. So this means they've taken over in that way. And also in the hospitals, Sharia law is taken over in the hospitals. So it's in terms of contract. How do you measure a person's life based on the Hippocratic Oath when you are supposed to be treating somebody no matter what their skin color? And what happens? You can have selectivity as to who lives and dies. It's like the wonderful caller like yourself is coming in from Ohio. And the thing is, in fact, you know, I want to mention to those people that if the Congress does not have a two-third repeal of the death penalty on February 1st, 2017, they've illegally rewritten the Constitution as to who lives and dies. And no one seems to damn get it. I just, you know, I don't know if Trump's going to be there, but everything in history is like everything else. They come along in history at the right time. That's how the United States has been blessed. I hope it works. I hope it works. But
I don't think we have any constitution left, because as of 1933, under Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, it talks about the common law being suspended. When you walk into these courts, there's no constitution. This is all maritime admiralty. You have to look at the fringe on the flag. It could be administrative. It could be UCC. I mean, you try to establish jurisdiction, and they don't even want to tell you the jurisdiction, because statutory court, they own the name. So you need to know, before you go into battle, are you going to go in there naked, or are you going to go in there armed?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what's going on. And the thing is, and that's why they have the administrative courts, rather, where you don't have a chance of appeal. So it's going to, and if the public does not awake to the fact, and of course I'm very worried about the millennials who want freebies, and you've got the socialists who are voting on the Democratic side. Those are that's a socialist that's getting those votes. So, you know, it's like the Time magazine said a few years ago, we are all socialists now, you know? And they warned us then. So we have to take it now. This is a turning point in America right now, no matter what anybody says. It is a turning point. We had the Second World War into the basis of the whole thing. We had we fought the Revolution. We did the whole thing. Most of that history they're not teaching. So most of the people that are out here, they have no idea the history of the United States. So, you know, and another thing, where in the hell did this idea of delegates come from? I mean, what is it? You know, it makes the voter a sham, in my opinion. So,
well, you know, the voting is a sham. And I tell you, in 2001 was my last election that I worked, and I saw people pulling the lever on a machine and the vote going to the other candidate. That was when Gore and Babia were going for president. So I saw it firsthand, and I don't even vote anymore because I feel that it's fraud. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's no one up there that's going to represent you or I. It's a dumb day. I see the corruption. I don't see it getting better. I don't see it being cleaned up. I see it worse and worse and worse, and it's to the point now of no return. You know, these people that come here will be balkanized. They don't have a clue as to what this country is or what this country was.
I'll tell you one thing. I believe
they don't even want to learn the language.
You know, I got to go in a minute, but there's something I got to say. And I never thought in my life, I swore I would never say this. I would never say what I'm going to say. I'm going to continue to vote. I fought for it in my world. I mean, people may criticize me, be saying that I'm a sucker for going and being a veteran. But no, when you go to these other countries, they didn't have any kind of freedom. But you know, I'm going to say it on air, and this is what didn't. You know, when Clinton left office, and Bush was taken over, and it's the first, you know, it's the beginning, they have inauguration time. The people in the Clinton group, and this is hearsay, I'm giving you, I'm not quite sure, but my contacts, as I said, are pretty, you know, this is something you're never supposed to have talked about. But those people defecated on the Oval Office physically, and they had to clean up feces in that room. And I never forgot that. The reason I'm very solid on knowing about that is because of I'm very tight with the inventors of the Stanley Steamer Company in Colorado. And they're the people that cleaned it up. And I thought to myself, you know, if you've got that mentality, of course, look at it now. You've got riots all over the place. You know, everybody saying that their lives matter more than yours. Yet they want a policeman to protect them when they need it. But anyway, that's a side issue, too. That's big time. But anyway, I said, that does it. I'm going to keep voting. Caesar, I got to go, and I thank you for calling. I really do, and I hope you call again. And vote.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Sorry about that. This is Parker Pathways, and very quickly, only got a few minutes left in the program, but the government going against climate deniers. I find that, in my opinion, to be quite interesting. Since there are many records that are scientific hypothesis, I have interviewed two of the top climate scientists in the world, plus the person who wrote Climategate, and who was a meteorologist. I find that to justify carbon purchases based upon an illusion of what the carbon print would be like, and still use the carbon footprint as a way to determine the death penalty, I find very suspicious as a real world scheme for carbon purchase, and that's it. Until you can get more of a hypothesis to understand how the temperature of the ocean is operating with the cycles of the sun, and that needs to be seriously looked at before you start talking about it. And of course in Santa Cruz, California, I talked about this before. They have these classes where you can marry the ocean, you can become one in marriage with the ocean or a tree. And of course, that takes me back to to the '60s and the process of the spiritual base on that. It's counterproductive in terms of the fact that the writers of the Constitution, before the Constitution was actually fully formed, there were statements made by Alexander Hamilton, who was talking about free will has to be fought for, and you have to put the process with your one with nature in such a way that you understand your own free will. And I think that those words need to be taken to heart, in my opinion. And, of course, there was a tirade this past week by Michelle Obama, who's against men in golf courses making deals, she specifically mentions. And her actual statement is, you can get better and don't do that. And, in other words, she's against men playing golf and making deals at golf courses. And then counters that on paragraph with the idea of white men, which sort of fits with the Vice President Biden's concept of the end of white people, and they mean it, and it, it is, and it's if people understand that the Republican senator who runs that Senate, it understands that free will has to be fought for. Listen to the people, because you might think you're running the people, but you're really not. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening on this Father's Day and Republic Broadcasting Network and Parker Pathways. We support RBN, and a kiss to the desert rose, and I'm going to say to you now, we should be thankful for the freedom we have to have a show at a station like this. We'll see you next week, 10 to 1 Central Time, on RBN, Parker Pathways. Bless all of you, and to the fathers, salute.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to Republic.